Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. The Eccles were a family of English musicians, and like most families, the Eccles clan was not without its cast of characters. Solomon, born in 1617, taught viols and virginals until, taken by a religious conviction that music could incite sin and evil, publicly burned his instruments on Tower Hill, condemning music as something wicked and lecherous. Another, John Eccles, gave music a better chance. John was a composer and became very popular in London in the late 17th century after Purcell died in 1695. There was another musician in the family, Thomas, who was known for being an excellent violinist. But he was also an alcoholic and, overcome by his addiction, squandered much of his talent and career. Thomas had a brother named Henry, who was also a violinist. It is this member of the Eccles family that a 2013 Music Omnia release features. Born in London in 1670, Henry Eccles eventually moved to France to work for the French Duc de Mont, and it was likely while he was still in France that Henry published his first book of sonatas in 1720. Here's a little something from that publication performed by the Calipigian Players. Martin Davids plays violin, with the basso continuo team Craig Trumpeter and David Schrader. Copyright was yet to be a thing in the early 18th century, and composers, performers, and publishers alike frequently stole, or borrowed is a nicer word, as desired. A full 19 movements out of the 40 total that make up Eccles' Opus 1 sonatas aren't actually written by Eccles. Most of those 19 movements are actually by an Italian composer, Giuseppe Valentini, lifted nearly note for note from Valentini's Allettamente per Camera, Opus 8 of 1714, 6 years before Eccles' publication. Here's Eccles, Valentini's, Sonata No. 1 in B-flat. The only difference, really, from Valentini's version is that Eccles in his publication has transposed it down a half step. It's one other movement from Eccles' Opus 1 sonatas in particular that's worth talking about. Eccles appropriates nearly identically a movement from Francesco Antonio Buonporti's Opus 10 Invenzione as the second movement of his own sonata in G minor. The few changes Eccles makes to Buonporti's music include the addition of a few double stops here and there and an adjustment of tempo from presto to allegro. Ironically, out of all the sonatas under Eccles' name, this is the one that became famous. Oh, poor Buonporti. The Eccles Sonata 11, or more fairly, the Eccles Buonporti Sonata 11, has been transposed and rewritten for virtually every instrument, from E-flat alto saxophone to string bass, and was even championed in full romantic style in the early 20th century by the famous violinist Yosef Sigetti. Well, let's hear it then. The Callipygium players offer a stylish and historically based rendition with careful attention to Eccles' 1720 facsimile of the piece. Who reused the music of other composers to a composer who kept reusing his own material over and over and over again. Francesco Gemignani published his Opus 1 Sonatas in London in 1716, just a few years before Eccles. Like Eccles, Gemignani wasn't above borrowing other composers' ideas, but a recording by the London Handel Players offers an interesting look at how Gemignani kept revisiting, reworking, republishing, and revitalizing his own compositions, specifically his Opus 1 violin sonatas. After their initial publication in 1716, Gemignani put out a new and revised version of his Opus 1 violin sonatas in 1739, updated with an eye for the French manner of playing, and with the addition of a great many ornaments and embellishments. Then, in 1757, the composer, now 70 years old, republished the sonatas, this time adding a second part and turning them into trio sonatas. Let's hear two versions of the same sonata back-to-back. Here's the vivace movement from Gemignani's 1716 publication of Sonata No. 9. And now here's a bit of the same sonata in Gemignani's 1757 reworking for trio. The movement in this case also includes an introduction and is in the version now indicated as andante rather than vivace. Besides the added second violin, notice the varied rhythms and figurations. Besides the 1716, 1739, and 1757 reissues, Gemignani also transcribed several of his Opus 1 violin sonatas into pieces for solo harpsichord, publishing various movements in both his 1743 and 1761 collections of keyboard music. Here's the opening movement from his G minor sonata number 6, arranged for harpsichord. In the end, Gemignani couldn't keep these pieces to himself. Charles Aveson, Johann Roman, and Gerhard Christoph Rauppach all rewrote Gemignani's Opus 1 violin sonatas as Concerti Grossi. Barsanti made his own trio sonata versions of the pieces too, and still other 18th century admirers arranged the pieces for flute and recorder. If you'd like to hear more from this recording, including a variety of the above-mentioned combinations of Gemignani's Opus 1 sonatas, you'll find a link to the London Handel Players recording on our website. Or, if you can't wait to get your hands on the Calypigian Players recording of the Opus 1 sonatas of Mr. Eccles, featured at the top of the podcast, you can find more about that recording on our website as well. Just head on over to harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.